You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth study of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now, contending for the faith. In this regular feature, Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here's this week's question. Dear Dave and T.A., as someone new to the Bible, I'm intrigued by the miracles I find in the New Testament. Throughout the Gospels, I find many instances where Jesus and his disciples cast out demons indwelling people, young and old alike. My question is, why don't we see demons or unclean spirits, I assume they're the same, affecting people like that today? Or could it be that they are, but we have rationalized it away through the concepts of psychology?
Dave, we talked about this some time ago, and I think one of the answers that we came up with was that certainly at the time of Jesus, both with regard to miracles, regard to demonic manifestation, these things were going on all the time. But today, whether it be through the philosophy of man, materialism, or as this person, I think, rightly points out, psychology, you know, we have everybody from Carl Jung, who is definitely demonized, but we have theories and concepts of psychology that would remove the threat of demons. Yet, I think there's probably more of it around than we suspect. Well, I know there is.
Well, Tom, in my book on yoga that just came out recently, I talk about the Spiritual Emergency Network, founded by Stanislav and Christina Grof. Spiritual Emergency Network, they've got hundreds of supposedly competent psychologists, mental health people, all over the world dealing with these problems. You can call in an emergency number. You're freaked out on yoga, and a lot of it comes through yoga or drugs or whatever, and you got these demonic entities that are floating around in the room. I mean, we get letters. Remember the letter from the parents of this woman? I think she was in her 30s, asking us, what can we do? She got involved in yoga, and she thought it was just for physical exercise, and now she is haunted day and night by her yoga instructor who comes to her, not physically, but just seems to be like a presence in the room. There's a lot more than that, but they say it's almost humorous. No, it's not humorous, Tom. It's tragic. They say, well, yes, we've had this sort of thing going on. People used to call it demonic manifestations, but we think there should be a new category of mental illness called spiritual emergency. And they're just emerging. You have to go through these traumas and so forth. So we document a lot of that, Tom. It's here. Well, they put them in insane asylums or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or you find them out on the streets. People, you can see them walking around, talking to themselves, hearing voices, and so on.
They call it schizophrenia.
Yeah. Dave, but what's really ironic here, Carl Jung, for example, his whole process, Jungian therapy, is to contact spirit entities. This is, you know, he began going to seances. His whole family was involved in all of that, and that became part of his therapy. So we find all kinds of ways to really contact demons. I mean, what else would we call these spirit entities? Legitimately, biblically.
Yeah. Tom, as you know, it's in the business world. We have courses. It's in the medical world. How to contact these entities inside. These are very serious people. The Association for Humanistic Psychology, in their conferences, their annual gatherings and so forth, they are involved in this whole thing, involved in making contact with spirit guides. They even call it this. So, Tom, today, I guess, has been legitimized. And this is just part of our society, and in fact, it's beneficial. This is how the shamans and witch doctors, how they did their thing, and they contacted these spirit beings we've talked about in the past in our newsletter and in Occult Invasion, in Cult Explosion.
As you remember, I interviewed a 76-year-old former shaman of the Yanomamo tribe in Venezuela. I mean, this was the genuine article. This wasn't some 50-year-old lady who decided to get into shamanism and set up a shop in Beverly Hills. This was the real entity.
But she's into the same thing.
Of course. Of course.
So I guess to answer your question from way back, it's here, maybe even worse, but it's legitimized. Now, it's new age. It's something to be desired.
And these entities are having the same effect on people that they had during the time of Jesus.
We call them channelers. Mm-hmm. They're in touch with these critters out there. You could go to Jose Silva, who founder of Silva Method, Silva Mind Control. People take these courses. They sign up for it. That's a whole other subject, Tom. That's incredible. That's a great question that someone asked.
Well, Dave, it's a real concern. It's a concern for, I think, for Christians in terms of what they're getting into when so-called science, pseudoscience, psychotherapy, psychology, when they promote things where Christians are not discerning. And I don't believe a true Christian can be demonized, have a demon within. They can be oppressed by demons. There is no doubt about that.
But Tom, there are a lot of professing Christians who are not true Christians. Even Moody Magazine calls it multiple personalities.
Right.
Tom, it's just incredible.
So our cry here is for discernment, for looking to the scriptures, for understanding what the Word of God says. It's our only defense against either oppression or for those professing Christians who are not true believers. That's what they need to defend themselves against these kinds of takeovers.
Tom, Jesus cast the demons. They said their name was Legion. There are many of them. He cast them out. Today, Christian psychologists, even trying to convert. Oh, you got multiple personalities. We've got to convert this. We've got to bring all these personalities to Christ. They're dealing with demons. Tom, we have come so far. So why don't we recognize them today? Why aren't they being cast out? Because they're being cultivated. They're our friends, so they say. And this goes for even Christian psychologists. Not all, but many. And I don't hear any of these Christian psychologists who don't believe this complaining against them.